Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Toronto is Ray Pathak. Ray is the NIMITY CEO over at TrustArc. And what we're going to be talking today about is the California Consumer Privacy Act. Ray, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, can you first quickly recap what the California Consumer Privacy Act, or CCPA as it's often known, what it requires?
Yeah, no, definitely. First of all, California has now introduced what everyone's calling the toughest privacy law in the United States. And essentially, it broadly expands the rights of consumers. And it really requires companies within that scope to be a lot more transparent about the information that they're collecting, the information that they're using, and what they're disclosing. Now, it's not as comprehensive as a GDPR, as many of your listeners are maybe familiar with, but there's a lot of similarities, and such as the extraterritorial reach. So you don't have to be a company in California. You could be a company in Canada. If you're collecting information from Californians, it does apply, and kind of much like the GDPR in that way. And then also, again, that expansive rights for individuals. Now, if you already have had to comply with GDPR, though, you're going to have a much easier time in complying, because much of what is required, you would already built in for the GDPR, and now you just have to tweak. But it really comes down to scope. So, and that's the first thing. So if, and it's, here's a, you know, a few essential things that you need to look at. If you collect personal information from a, you know, California resident, and one or more of these things apply, you know, does your organization have revenues of over $25 million? Do you collect information from more than 50,000 California residents, or 50% of revenues derived from the sale of a California resident? So again, one or more of those, then you're within scope. Now, if you do, then you're going to be required to provide notice to really let folks know the categories of information that you're collecting, the purposes of why you're collecting that information, and also the third parties that share that information, and CCPA requires as well that you provide individual rights of access, data, and portability for deletion. Now, why? Well, non-compliance in this law is a big thing as well. So you can have fines of up to $2,500 per violation if unintentional, $7,500 if intentional. And so, as an example, if you had a violation that impacted 10,000 residents, that's $25 million if unintentional, about $75 million if intentional. And that's not the least of it. There's also a private right of action. So there's a right to seek statutory damages if personal information, if there's a breach, there's, you know, personal information subject to unauthorized access, theft, disclosure, to the amount of $100 or to $750 per incident. One important note at this time, there has been an amendment, and there's a one-year exception to personal data collected from job applicants, employees, and business and B2B relationships.
Now, the CCPA is already on the books and taken into effect. What should businesses have already done to comply with it?
Yeah, well, first of all, yes, it went to effect January 1st, 2020. There was also a look back period. So organizations should have already started. And this is some of the things that they should have already done to comply. Number one is understanding what information you collect and where it's located. So a data mapping exercise. Implementing procedures to respond to consumer requests, right, for access, deletion, opt-out of selling data and portability. Having that link on your website for opting out of selling your information, reviewing your security procedures, privacy training for your employees, reviewing vendor contracts, updating your privacy policy. So there's a number of things that should have already been done.
Now, for those businesses that are behind the curve a little and haven't done anything yet, what should they start with?
Yeah, first of all, it's never too late, right? Obviously, starting is better than not having anything at all. But where do you start? So first of all, you need to really look to understand what needs to be in place. And there's a number of different resources to get that information, either online or going to, you know, to legal counsel, or some of the information just from the regulator, from California regulator themselves. But once you understand that, then it's a matter of doing a gap assessment of what you already have in place and what needs to be developed. So again, if you already complied with GDPR, then a lot of those elements of a privacy program would have been put in place. Now you just have to look at the differences. But even if not, some of the things like your security requirements and so forth, they might already be there. So a gap assessment is essential. Once you've done that, then starting to prioritize the tasks, what needs to be done, getting the buy-in, right? That's important. Building a team, starting to develop out those policies, procedures, communicating to the organization, and then finally looking at technology to help automate and be more efficient. But you know, that's really what you need to look at to start. But the things that you need to do are all those things that I answered before, right? So then you have to understand your requirements, creating a privacy policy, an opt-out link, implementing procedures, providing training, and so forth. So again, never too late to start. That should give you an idea how to get that going, but it's all those things I mentioned above that need to be implemented.
Now, as companies go through implementing those things, where are you finding businesses struggling the most in complying with the law?
Yeah, I would suggest, you know, when you look at all those things that I mentioned that you need to really implement and get in place for to be compliant, I think the most one that they're struggling with is the data inventory and the data mapping, right? Because that one is the most complex and the most time consuming. Because at the end of the day, you need to, you know, if a lot of organization, you ask them that question, you know, where is your information and where is it housed? That is not an easy question. And so that can take some time. And you know, there's some options of either of doing through going through technology and through data scanning efforts, or just creating questionnaires and questioning the business of where that information is. But I think that is probably where they're struggling, or more, and not struggling, but probably the most difficult. But at the end of the day, it's also essential. It's essential and the most important, because how are you going to execute a consumer request in a timely manner that's asking for, hey, let me know what about all the information you collect about me, and then delete it? Well, you need to have that data mapping effort in place in some form or fashion, either again automated through technology or through a more manual way where you're just questioning the business, hey, you know, what, you know every process, what information are you collecting, kind of cataloging that. Now organizations though that have already put a privacy program in place, you know, say you're in Europe and Canada, they're probably not struggling as much because they've already gone through the efforts. But to your point, to your question, if you're just starting out a privacy program, it's your data inventory, your data mapping that you're probably struggling with most, or you will.
Yeah, I can see how it would be a struggle. But on the other hand, I think in the end, business would end up with a great tool to finally understand who's collecting what and to see what may or may not be redundant and ways to connect things better. So here's a 100%. Case where, yeah, a struggle to comply with the law may actually lead to some real business benefits. Now, what do you anticipate next in the privacy arena in terms of new compliance requirements? It seems like there's a never-ending stream of new ones out there that the bar keeps getting raised. What's probably going to happen next?
Yeah, and you make a great point. Privacy over the last few years has become more complex, right? It's ever-changing. New laws are being introduced, like the CCPA and now Nevada. And existing laws are becoming more comprehensive. And that's at a global scale, but then you're seeing in the United States with CCPA in Nevada. So what I see next, if I just look at it from the United States perspective, is that CCPA is just the beginning, right? It's the tip of the iceberg. And so you have a privacy law in California, Nevada, you have a number of other states. I think last count, there's 12 where bills have been introduced. And so what you're going to see is kind of the way of a breach. Right, where it's slowly every state came out with their own requirements. So you're going to see more laws, more comprehensive laws, you know, more like GDPR. And even hopefully, I think this will be probably better for US as a federal law. But aside from that, that's probably further down the road. Expect, more states in the United States to adopt privacy laws. That's coming. So this is the future. It's not just CCPA. So you need to start looking, being proactive. And the point to that is, you know, you're building out a program for CCPA. You might as well look at building it for a more global program, because it's coming. And so that's what I see in the US. And then again, globally, it's just getting more complex and more laws are being introduced.
Yeah, privacy seems to be a value that's ever increasing in terms of what the public expects, and a lot less tolerance for data breaches or misuse of the data. Well, Ray, thank you for sharing these insights with us. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.